NPR's David Wellna has been in downtown Washington today at the FBI building, where congressional leaders have been meeting with Attorney General John Ashcroft. The administration wants to ask Congress for expanded investigative powers, including wiretaps and other means of surveillance. David, what kind of powers exactly is the Attorney General talking about?
Well, Lisa, one of the things he wants is for the laws to penalize terrorism much more than they do right now, especially those who are involved in assisting terrorism. As the laws stand right now, you suffer greater sanctions for espionage than you would for terrorism. He said that has to be changed. But he also complained about the tools that they have right now for fighting terrorism are not as good as those used for fighting things such as illegal gambling. And he said one of the things that they have to focus on is the wiretap policy. Right now, it's that they have to wiretap specific phones with a court order. He wants it to be changed so that they would wiretap specific persons. So if those people change phones, buy a new cell phone, get rid of the other one, the wiretap order would continue.
So which congressional leaders were with Attorney General Ashcroft today?
He met with two groups of leaders. One was the congressional leadership, Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert, House Democratic Leader Richard Gephardt, and Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle, along with FBI Director Robert Mueller. And then he had another briefing with the members of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees.
Now, how are the congressional leaders, I mean, what concerns do they have? How are they responding to what the Attorney General is asking?
Well, Alabama Republican Senator Richard Shelby, who is the vice chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, said that Congress is in a mood right now to go along with these requests. However, he wouldn't go into any details about what those requests are. However, he did say that he thought that Congress would act as soon as possible on these requests. Senator Patrick Leahy, a Democrat from Vermont, who heads the Judiciary Committee, said that he thought that it was a good idea for Congress to take this action now because he wanted to facilitate the FBI's work. At the same time, he said that he was a bit concerned about protecting constitutional rights in making these changes, and that if any of those rights were trampled, that it would have been a victory for terrorism.
Did he give an example of which constitutional rights he feared for?
Well, one example he gave was that while there may be a new law regarding terrorism and the sanctions for it, there are widely varying definitions from agency to agency about exactly what terrorism is. And so they're going to have to work out things like that if they're going to be going after people and accusing them of being terrorists, because one agency might consider you to be a terrorist and another might say you're just doing what's within the law.
NPR's David Wellna. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Lisa.